Melissa Sean.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I'm returning your call from customer service. Do you still need further assistance with the account you called in reference to?
Yes. What company is this?
Sir, we're actually a third-party call center. We assist multiple companies in over 100 different products. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
30907.
And I do thank you for that. May I have that person's last name, please?
Sean Neville, N-E-V-I-L-E.
And you said that zip code was 30...
907.
All righty. Give me 1 second while I locate an account for you. And your last name is Sean Neville. Am I correct?
Last name is Neville.
All righty. I thank you for that, Mr. Neville. And for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
532 Oakbrook Drive, Augusta, Georgia.
All righty. And thank you for that, sir. And I was able to locate an account associated with you. I do see on March the 20th, you paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive a purifier.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
And then I was billed again from the same company on the 26th.
Yes, sir. This item itself was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And if you scroll down, the terms and conditions do state that you would be billed 48 hours later a membership fee after signing up to join the Factory Direct Savings Store.
This is supposed to be, I want to turn it, return it. You fill out a survey, you get this product. I mean, if y'all, that's.
Hi, this is Kathy Neville, his wife.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to be reporting this company to the Better Business Bureau. So be prepared. You might want to document that. And hopefully we're on a recorded phone line because I'm recording everything. Anyway, this is a total scam. My husband thought it was a survey for Ace Hardware, which you guys are doing false advertising. I mean, it's illegal. You sent an email saying it was Ace Hardware, but we're going to call the bank and we're going to have it taken care of. And this charge is coming off. You hear me? And I'll send you your product back, which is really a joke. It's the size of a lighter. It says air purifier. I'll send it back to you. I don't want it.
Alrighty, ma'am. Well, we are a third-party call center, so we represent multiple companies in over 100 different products.
Oh, okay.
Products.
Well, I apologize. This
yes.
This is a rip-off. I mean, it's a total scam. When they send you the email, it says Ace Hardware.
And we are one of their representatives, and so whatever they promote, ma'am, we're just a third-party call center.
Well, they're lying. They're not... Don't worry, I'm reporting there to the BB. So.
Okay, ma'am. Well, he's been canceled out of that. He won't be billed anything else. That cancellation takes effect immediately.
Yeah, and what about the $67?
That I can do a one-time courtesy refund of that full amount, and it will be refunded back into his account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, I need a confirmation number, please.
Let me know when you're ready to take that down.
Okay, I'm ready.
All righty, that will be C as in Charlie. That's 259-431-571.
Okay, so C as in Charlie, 259-431-571.
That is correct.
And this is the call center for Ultra Gadget?
Yes, ma'am. We, as I stated, we are a third-party call center, so we handle multiple gadgets and assist many companies.
Okay. And let's see. What is your name?
My name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Okay. All right, Joyce. Well, I appreciate your help. So in 3 to 5 business days, it should be credited back to his account.
That is correct.
Okay. And then what do we do with this air purifier thing?
The item is actually yours to keep. He pays the shipping and handling for it, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, very good. I appreciate it.
And I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
She was sweet.